Hello and welcome back to episode 2 of Anablog. I hope you're all back after listening to episode 1, which was out about a week and a half ago, and I hope you all enjoyed it. So if you're back for more, we have a treat for you indeed. We've got music from The Black Ghosts, CSS, The Wombats, Jason Tyler, and High Contrast from blogs Turn the Page, Red Threat, Missing Tooth, Said the Gramophone, and of course, wonderful Derek Davies of Good Weather for Airstrikes. So, without further ado, let's do it. So, the first band I'd like to feature on Anablog this week are a band called The Whip. And they've been doing the rounds on the blogosphere of late, and I'm just at a blog here at the moment called Get Weird, Turn Pro. And they're saying something which does ring very true. It says, many in Manchester have been wrongly talking up the Cortinas as the city's big deal while criminally ignoring the Whip, who have been rightfully receiving plenty of praise from the musical magazine Hacks. That is such praise featured on the Whip website, such as Dive Bomb is the greatest song Daft Punk never made by PopJustice.com. Completely committed to a dance floor agenda rather than some hastily constructed bandwagon jump from The Guardian. And from Channel4.com, the most brilliant new band of 2007. So if you're wondering what all the fuss is about, I've compiled a little compilation of three of The Whip's releases from the past year and a half. This is Dive Bomb. This 12-inch was released this summer, in fact, on Kitsune label, the French electro label. And it comes along with the Crystal Castles remix. This definitely was all over the summer festivals this year. And this is the very much New Order-esque 7-inch Frustration, which was released back in 2006 on the Kids label, and only 500 prints were made, each individually numbered. And finally, a track which has been featured before on Anablog back in February. This was released in May 2006. This is, of course, the fantastic Trash. So, if you like the sound of that and you want to hear some more, then why not go and see them live? The Whip are currently on tour around the UK. They're in Newcastle tonight. That's on the 7th of November. And then going to Hull, Middlesbrough, London, Coventry, Norwich, Leicester, Leeds. A veritable feast of dates in Manchester, including two at the Warehouse Project and two at under 18 gigs at the Music Box, followed by Skegness, the Rennes Transmusicales Festival, I presume is somewhere in Europe. And then for the slightly further afield, Tokyo, Barcelona, and Murcia, if that's how you pronounce it. It also seems somewhere quite European. Anyway, enough of the teasing. Why don't you play some of the music in full, he says. Well, I'm not. I could play you Sister Siam, the new single, which is coming out next week. But instead, I'm going to play for you The Whip remix of The Black Ghosts, Any Way You Choose to Give It. Now, The Black Ghosts, Any Way You Choose to Give It, has been a track which has been quite substantially remixed. I've played a couple on Anablog two or three times before. But as Red Threat quite rightly says on his blog this week all the way from Chicago. This is quite possibly the best remix. It blows all other remixes out of the water. So this is sort of a two-in-one treat, something from the Black Ghost, but more importantly, something from the Whip. If you like the sound of what you've heard, go and buy the single, which is out on the 12th. Enjoy.
Even when you let in the floor.
That is some seriously heavy tunage. Definitely contending against the 8-Boy Bit remix of that track by The Black Ghost. And if you're the sort that likes to try before you buy, then by all means go down to myspace.com/thewhipmanchester and check out the new single, which is out next week. So the next track we're going to play on Anna Blog is by CSS, but it's a cover of a Grizzly Bear track, both bands which have been featured on Anna Blog before. And this track is called Knife, and from the SaidTheGramophone.com music blog. Now, Sean at Said The Gramophone, he's quite a poetic chap, I have to say, with a fair deal of spiel, but he's getting quite confused by this track. How this cover of a song called Knife sounds a lot like the band The Knife, but it isn't by The Knife. CSS are Brazilians, not Swedes, and the lead singer's called Love Fox. It makes me wonder if there's a Grizzly Bear song called CSS, which The Knife cover in the style of CSS. So that was Sean, and if you're confused by that, I certainly am. My quick rundown of the three parties mentioned there. Who are CSS? CSS are from Brazil, and they formed in September 2003, and supposedly take their name from an alleged remark by Beyoncé, which in English means tired of being sexy. That's Kansai Ser de Sexy. They're sort of the Brazilian version of the Arctic Monkeys, and they sort of rose to fame through a MySpace-esque music website. Who are Grizzly Bear? Grizzly Bear are a Brooklyn-based indie rock band called Daniel, Ed, Chris, and Christopher, and they play guitar, clarinet, and drums, respectively, which is all very nice. And The Knife, well, they're a musical duo from Sweden. The band consists of siblings Karin and Olof. I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce their second names. And they actually did very well in the Grammys in 2007. The Knife won all six categories they were nominated in Composer of the Year, Music DVD of the Year, Producer of the Year, Pop Group of the Year, Album of the Year, and Artist of the Year. But yet again, as before, when the Grammys happened, they did not attend the awards ceremony. So there you go, there's a quick rundown. Hopefully that gives you a bit more of a clue about what's going on. With regards to the track, Sean is saying that CSS's cover of Knife is absolutely fantastic. It's by far the best cover that's appeared in the past 2 years of Knife covering and remixing. It's got Heart Attack, Zap, Shimmer and Shake, Faintest Tremble of Loss Under the Steely Sun Chorus, Do You Think It's Alright, Do You Think It's Alright, Like If The Inflection Let It Be A Question, Miss Love Fox Might Find Her Voice Cracking. Again, all very poetical. Sean seems to sort of sink into some sort of love-infused rage at the end. But needless to say, it is a good track, and I'm going to play it for you now. have any comments, opinions or views on any of the bands featured in that musical equation, be they CSS, Grizzly Bear or The Knife, why not go down to anablogradio.blogspot.com and comment on the end of today's post and let us know what you think. And by all means, let us know what you think about any of the tracks which are played on today's show. Derek Davies of Good Weather for Airstrikes has served up another feast of MP3s this week, and literally hot off the press before I recorded this show was his review of the new Wombats album, which is coming out, called A Guide to Love, Loss and Desperation. Now, Derek always does a good old write-up on these album reviews, and he said he didn't have great deal of expectations from the Wombats because he wasn't quite so impressed with Backfire at the Disco or Let's Dance to Joy Division. I'm going to have to agree with him on the latter, especially when the kid singing comes in the background. I've already had a rant about that on my personal blog, but we'll leave that to one side. And he also says that a lot of bands which have had good promising singles have consistently produced disappointing debut records. And he gives his examples, Good Shoes, Air Traffic, and surprisingly enough, The Maccabees, which I find very hard to believe. And a number of people have commented on this blog to disagree with Derek. Anonymous said, personally, he or she liked The Maccabees album. Jamie L says it hasn't heard the record but will check it out for sure. This is the Wombats record, but completely disagrees regarding the Maccabees album. Quite a few comments there. Again, Matt T says, nah, I really enjoyed the Maccabees album, although I can't say the same for most other people who listen to it thinking about it. Maybe I was one of the rare ones, but then again, I was disappointed with the Klaxons' debut. Too polished, it didn't have the grittiness to it of their EP. So, Quite a few varied comments there on the blogs, but a good review overall by Derek. He says he would have never really guessed that the Wombats, given their sort of endearing guitar pop trio who made their money on wonderful three-part harmonies, playful anecdotal lyrics and blissful melodies, quote-unquote, would end up with the amps turned up to 11, the guitars placed at the front of the mix and processed through heavy fuzz, and the three-piece generating more noise than you ever thought they had in them. Derek Davies' words. And to demonstrate this rockiness, I'm going to play for you a highly recommended track by Derek Davies. This is School Uniforms by the Wombats.
Short skirts, long hem, home and slide everywhere. Short skirts, long hem, home. I'm not back in school.
That was the Wombat School Uniforms, and that's from their debut album, A Guide to Love, Loss and Desperation, which is out now on CD and limited edition CD DVD, and is available at a number of places according to their website, thewombats.co.uk, including hmvplay.com and amazon.co.uk. So there's no excuses not for getting it. Go out and buy it! Still coming up on Anna Blog, this episode we will have a new track from the Welsh Wonder High Contrast new album. But for the meantime, a delve into the murky depths of the American EDM scene, which I have no idea what that stands for. I think over in the States, dance music gets things called like intelligent dance music or electronic dance music or something along those lines. But a little delve brings us Jason Tyler and his album Model Tested Rockstar Approved, which has been showcased on missingtoof.com. That's Toof, T-O-O-F. Believe it or not, it did take me a while to get that, even with the tagline knocking out dentals since 2006. But there we go. Jason Tyler, apparently the chaps from Missing Toof were a little bit late on featuring this album because it came out just more than a month ago. Jason Tyler, a bit of history for you, earned his stripes on the Chicago house scene, but is in fact a classically trained jazz musician, has been known to get these jazzy trumpet skills when he's mixing. Unfortunately, Jason, he's the subject of one of those, as Missing Toof puts it, tragic anecdotal stories. I quote, "It happened not too long ago when his Chicago rental house burned to the ground while he was on tour with his temporary roommate, tour buddy and friend, superstar DJ Kyoki. The fire was caused by a frayed MacBook power cord. The cord was pinched by a cinder block holding Kyoki's DJ equipment, eventually sparking a blaze that took the whole place down." Oh dear indeed. A message to all you MacBook frayed lead owning people. But nevertheless, he's managed to get himself back together, and I'm going to leave you with a track called Cause and Effect, courtesy of a MySpace rip from Missing Toof. It's a little bit of squeaky bleepy, itchy glitchy goodness for you. You can go down to missingtoof.com and comment yourselves whether you think Jason Tyler is the world's biggest douchebag. as according to Tell It How It Is, one of the commenters on missingtooth.com. A lot of people disagreeing with him. Cause and effect is dangerous. Love that shit. Love Missing Tooth's Cause and Effect. The guitar strings in that song is just bananas. That's Joey D, who commented immediately afterwards. So, obviously, a favourite for some people. We're now at the end of another episode of Anablog. I hope you've enjoyed the show. If you've got any comments or opinions on the music which I've played, please, by all means, go down to anablogradio.blogspot.com and comment on the post. And now for a slightly indulgent track, a self-indulgent track, and of a genre which I think has been neglected both by the blogosphere and both by myself in a long time. That genre is drum and bass, and the artist is, of course, High Contrast. He's got a brand new album out, his fourth, entitled Tough Guys Don't Dance, and it is featured on Turn the Page blog, a music blog by Josh and Mark. And Josh writes, "Single man project Lincoln Barrett continues to be moving away from the rigid drum and bass sound that England has been getting used to for far too long. High Contrast have further developed his signature chilled out guitar and piano loops, making this soft and lulling sound even bigger without being obtrusive. Eternal Optimist and The Ghost of Jungle Pass show this to best effect, with the former being the highlight of this latest album." So if you like what you hear in the next 5 or so minutes, then by all means go and see the big man himself. You can see him in Reading at Dogma on the 8th of this month, Consortium in Bournemouth on the 10th, The Syndicate in Bristol on the 20th, and if you really feel like treating yourself, go down to Hospitality at Heaven on Friday the 23rd of November, and you can see him playing along other big names like Andy C, Matrix and Future Bound, and label mates Scientific and Logistics Newtone. So, I hope you've enjoyed the show. Hope you enjoy High Contrast. This is a track off Tough Guys Don't Dance, High Contrast's latest album. This is Eternal Optimist. Goodbye. Thank you.